I know the weather doesn't necessarily feel like Christmas. It's not so bad, but it is the kickoff of the Christmas season here in Atlantic coming up this week, and we're going to talk about some of the activities going on Christmas season with Kelsey B. Shorner, who's the program director at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Been busy.
Yes. It is the Christmas season, so kickoff to Christmas is always extra busy around the chamber for sure.
I guess you guys start so early preparing for all this that the fact that it's warm and it doesn't feel like Christmas really doesn't matter at this point.
Absolutely. I mean, as soon as Atlantic Fest is over, we're talking about Christmas and getting logos and things on. So, yeah, we've been talking about Christmas at the chamber for a long time.
Well, I don't think too many people are complaining too much about the weather outside. You know, the season kicks off for us here with the grand lighting that's coming up here this week, and yeah, the weather looks pretty good. You might actually have people out there in shorts.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's always kind of nice to have a Christmas feel to it, but you know, we will definitely welcome the warm weather.
Yeah. Tell us about the grand lighting. What's all going to happen?
So the grand lighting is always fun because it's the first time Santa comes to town. So we'll start at 5 p.m. with Hy-Vee feeding everyone with their hot dog meal, and then we'll serve some hot chocolate and have some music, and then Santa will arrive at 5:30 and turn on the lights downtown. The street department has been working very hard to get all the lights checked and made sure that everything is going to turn on. And then Santa will be in his cabin for the first time of the year after the grand lighting at 6 o'clock. So.
And I know you've been going tree to tree, string to string, counting all the lights. How many are there?
Absolutely. I lost track about 200,000. So 200,000 and some.
And some.
Yep.
All right. A lot of lights going on. And a lot of folks come to the area to see that.
Yes. We have definitely embraced our title of number one Christmas town in Iowa. And a lot of people remember that, and they do plan and make plans to come for the different times or the different Christmas festivities. So with the grand lighting being so special and so unique in a small town like ours, a lot of people come to town to do that. So.
Yeah, very good. Yep, we're known for that here in Southwest Iowa and around the state, of course. Mm-hmm. But lots going on. Now, that's just the very beginning.
Yes.
I don't want to gloss over it because it is a big event to get the season kicked off. But once that happens, I mean, I'm looking at all the stuff here. I mean, there is so much you have planned here this year. Where do we even start?
Yeah, so 2 months of all type of festivities. Santa's Cabin is a big one for everyone. He loves Atlantic, and he comes 8 different times. So those are on Thursdays and Saturdays, starting on November 25th. And then we have the YMCA is doing cookies with Santa, and they're also offering a pancake breakfast this year. We have some amazing sponsors for that. We have Your Forte going to do some ornament decorating and stuff like that, so that's fun. The Festival of Trees is always a fan favorite, and the Lighted Christmas Parade has become quite the tourist time for Atlantic. It's always a big day for Atlantic, and that's December 2nd. So that will have Santa's Cabin, carriage rides, fireworks, and then the lighted parade. So that's a big day in Atlantic.
Yeah, and maybe it'll feel more like Christmas by then.
Absolutely. Yeah. We always seem to have some form of precipitation on the grand or for the lighted parade. So may it be snow or rain, there's always something.
Well, among the other things, you don't see fireworks usually that time of the year, so come on out and enjoy that.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And I know you've had some things already happening here, too. I know a big push each year is to help folks save some money. We want to get them into the local stores and things, and one of the ways to do that is through Atlantic Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've already had some good success, right, in getting some of that into the hands of people?
Absolutely. We had our Discount Atlantic Cash event on November 11th, and we sold $40,000 in 54 minutes. So that is a lot of money that will be pushed out into the community and then stay in our community, which is amazing. And then we had all of our retailers featuring what they have for Christmas, and so they had their open houses and treats and fun things, and so people were able to purchase that Discount Atlantic Cash and then go and start some of their Christmas shopping.
Now, was that their only chance to get discounted Atlantic Cash?
Yes, it is one day a year only, so that's why it does go so fast, and it is a well-oiled machine, so we do it very quickly.
Yeah, well, it's always good to save some money. But mm-hmm. also, Atlantic Cash is there for folks who want to use that as gifts.
Yes.
If you're not sure what type of gift someone might like and you'd like to do type of gift certificate thing, well, Atlantic Cash is available too.
Yes, we love Atlantic Cash because it is something for everyone. And then it comes with a list of all of the members that accept Atlantic Cash. And then that will give the person that receives it all kinds of ideas of where to spend it here in Atlantic.
Absolutely. You touched on it, the fact that Santa's Cabin will be available throughout the holiday season. There'll be some different things going on at different times. Grand lighting, we mentioned lighted Christmas parade, but that's not the end of it. There are more things going on, too. I know the you've got an Angel of Christmas event that you're looking for input from the community, too, right?
Yes. So our annual Angel of Christmas Award, we are taking nominations right now. And so that deadline is coming up November 22nd. So that'll be next week. And we will announce the Angel of Christmas winner at our holiday concert, which is on December 3rd.
Okay, so what is an Angel of Christmas?
So an Angel of Christmas is described to be a person, persons, or organization that keeps the spirit of Christmas in their heart all year round. May they do that by serving a special population or serving the community in multiple different ways and just spreading that Christmas spirit all year.
It's whatever you think, I guess. Whatever you think is appropriate, someone who's touched other lives in a positive way, mm-hmm. and you think they should be honored for that, nominate them.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of very creative nominations in the past, and we have received some already this year. And so it is just amazing to hear how many good people we have in our community, and being able to celebrate those people is always a great opportunity.
Those are the fun projects, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. We all hear the negative now and again about everything. That's just the nature of being, but it's fun when we get to celebrate positives.
Yes. And I think that's what I think at the Chamber is so special, is being in a positive light. Christmas allows you to just be positive and just spread it all around. And I think that's why Christmas is so special.
And help others get that message as well.
Absolutely.
Share in that joy and the fun that we have at Christmas time, because Christmas is about people.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes get it confused with other things, but it's really about getting together, whether that's gift giving or meals or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to do things, even shopping together. Mm-hmm. People do that as families and friends too. Anything we can do to support folks being together during the holiday season, and that's what we're trying to do with all these gatherings that we
yes.
have throughout.
Yeah.
Now, other things too that are going on. Is there anything we missed, by the way?
Well, Deck the Homes. I feel like okay. a lot of people forget about that nomination. We do take nominations for Angel of Christmas and Deck the Homes. Okay. So as hopefully now that it's warm, people will get out and decorate their homes. So you can nominate someone if you think they've got a little extra Christmas spirit, and call into AMU and nominate them as a Deck the Homes contestant. And so that's always a fun thing to see what everybody, all their creativity.
Sure. So when you're out checking out some of those, because a lot of folks like to do that as family, jump in the car and drive around some evening and check
yeah,
out some of the ways.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Get some popcorn. Take it
yeah,
along.
Absolutely.
But enjoy the way some folks have decorated things up a little bit, and just jot down some addresses. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you want to nominate some folks there too.
Yep.
All right. Can they get brochures? I see you brought one with you here today. Can they find those brochures in a number of places to help mm-hmm. them remember?
Absolutely. I have tried to disperse these all throughout town at restaurants, shop when you're out shopping, and then you also can go to AtlanticIowa.com, and I have put on there a link that you can print out the brochure yourself if you didn't find one on your travels.
Okay, so look for it where people gather.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Excellent. Did I see something about a holiday punch card?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So this is our first year of doing the holiday punch card. Those can be found at the local retailers, and we also gave them away in our discount Atlantic Cash envelopes. And so we are encouraging people to pick up these punch cards that feature 15 different retailers. And if you spend $20 at one of those retailers, you get a special snowflake punch over that logo. And if you fill that punch card, you can bring it down to the Chamber, and it will enter you into the weekly drawing for $50 in Atlantic Cash. And then we will have a grand prize drawing on December 18th for a grand prize that will feature something from each one of those retailers valued over $1,000 in items. So that will be on December 18th. If you win the weekly contest, it does not take you out from the grand prize, and you can fill as many punch cards as you would like, and then just bring them down to the chamber.
Kelsey, that's a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of stuff that's happening. So you're going to need to find that brochure to remember all the dates and times and things that are happening.
Yes, we keep AtlanticIowa.com stocked full of all the information. And with those brochures around, I hope people will come out and see what we've been working so hard on this year.
Very good. Well, it's nice to have friends here in the area and nominate those friends and folks who help you and make the place a better place to be. And also, don't forget the timeline and all those kinds of things happening. A lot of weekend events and things as we head up toward the big day. But also this Thursday night, don't forget, we've got the grand lighting coming up here in the evening. You usually get a pretty good crowd for that, don't you?
Absolutely. I think Hy-Vee serves usually 300 hot dogs. So. Yep. And not everybody takes a hot dog. So it's always a great time. And for those people that like to celebrate Christmas early, come on out and we will have all of our Christmas music rocking.
Well, note to Hy-Vee, you might want to bring some more hot dogs because yeah. The weather's going to be really nice.
It's going to be beautiful.
A much bigger crowd this year. Who
absolutely,
knows?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, well, thanks to all the work and effort that's been put in by you and the other folks who helped to volunteer and put all this stuff together so we can have some fun during the holidays. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Kelsey Bischorner with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce in with us here this morning. Hope you get a chance to enjoy Christmas in Atlantic for 2023.